Biggs and Barr Show.
So in a world deprived of sports, some sports happened.
Golf, right?
Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. It's a charity game, and they each took on a teammate, yes?
Yes, because they did this a couple years ago. Everyone thought it was going to be awesome. It wasn't so great.
Like a pro-am, right?
Yeah, no, but they did it just the match, it was called, and it was Phil against Tiger.
Right.
And it wasn't great. It wasn't that entertaining. So this year they took on...
Well, not they're amateurs, but not they're pros also.
Yes.
But not in golf.
No, not even close. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Yeah, two of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of football.
Yes.
And
the match, too.
$20 million raised in for charity,
well,
which
that's
is good.
For COVID relief.
Yeah. And Tiger and Peyton beat...
Yes.
Phil and Tom Brady.
Okay.
Mostly because Tom Brady played horrendous.
Would it have been better had he just picked up the ball and thrown
Probably,
it?
Probably, yes.
Oh, yeah.
See, that would have been more fun to me.
And
if the quarterbacks were able to throw the ball instead of and the golfers had to hit it.
Yeah. Well, they did have little funny like little rules, like the amateurs, let's call them. the guys who've made more money than the golfers.
Yeah. Right. Kind of funny. But at golf, they're amateurs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And they would get, on three different holes, they got a shot advantage. Kind of thing that they already went in there, up a shot. Then there was one hole where they all had to play with one club, and then people were making side bets, and other golfers were getting involved via Twitter and text.
Like a tournament kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were playing best. The first nine was best ball. The second nine was alternate shots. So they would take turns shooting. I didn't watch a second of it. I forgot it was on, but...
You wouldn't have been able to unless you, of course, subscribe to CNN International or Headline News here in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Which
all right.
I don't.
That's stupid.
Is there any audio from it?
No. Really. Because it was such an exclusive network, there's no...
Right.
I mean, you can find news clips of it where the news people are talking over it, but I was trying to find clips in there.
There was like...
I don't know if they gave rights to anybody, which is crazy because you should. This is like the only sporting thing happening.
That and NASCAR.
Yeah,
literally NASCAR, that's it.
Apparently a lot of the footage was just the quarterbacks looking for their balls in the rough. Like just because they're all mic'd up, so.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you know, Jason, you've seen when a professional golfer will hit it.
Yes.
And from behind, they'll show like the tracer of where it's going.
Absolutely.
Peyton's first shot, it was so bad it didn't even get picked up by the tracer. So everyone was like, "Ooh, gonna be a long day." Yeah, it went way wide. But
imagine the nerves, even for those guys.
Oh my God!
Like,
right?
You're playing with the two greatest, maybe two of the greatest ever.
Right.
And
on top of that, you're pretty good at your own sport. And you don't want to make a fool of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. But Brady finally got lit up for something other than being a whiny football guy. It was like Twitter and social media was on fuego, you could say.
Yeah.
They were on fire. Everyone just taking their shots at Tom Brady. He was playing real bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been playing football, unlike the rest of them.
Yeah.
The other two guys are professional golfers, and Manning's been retired for, what, two seasons now? Three seasons?
Yeah.
So he's had lots of time to golf.
Sure.
And the only guy who's still focusing on his actual job gets dragged out and then mocked for 4 hours.
Great.
Like, hey, I'm still playing football.
Yeah.
That's why he was mocked.
Yeah, I don't have 40 hours a week to golf, you jerks.
Also, he was the only guy wearing pants, so maybe that is.
Whatever.
Like everyone had shorts on, Jason. I saw your eyebrows get raised.
Yeah, I was like, "What?
What
sort of golf tournament was this?"
That's why I was on a specialty network.
Did he play that badly? He had to go dick out. Tom Brady dick out
that
on hole number
be
nine.
Amazing! Yeah. Oh my God! imagine
these guys were actually mic'd and it was like up tournament with us. Like,
oh,
because you know when they're off mic, they're just like like everybody's the same on a golf course. That would be entertaining. I'd pay for that.
For sure.
But I'm not. Oh, bad shot. Darn it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, Thomas.
Gee.
That was...
And such better awkward high fives because they weren't allowed to touch each other.
Oh,
so
right.
They would go up and then they'd pause a little bit and then they'd give an elbow or something. Yeah.
Hopefully this COVID situation won't be the end of the high five.
Yeah.
If one good thing's come from it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And there's a new show coming out where gentlemen compete to get a woman pregnant.
Yeah. And not like they're not all in the same room naked competing to get her pregnant. Let's be clear.
Yeah, the title is a little misleading.
It's called Labor of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on yet? Is it started?
It started, May 21st was the first.
Okay.
On Fox.
Yeah.
And It's basically your typical dating show.
It's like The Bachelor, right?
Sort of,
or
yeah.
The Bachelorette.
15 dudes are competing over who this lady will choose to allow her them to impregnate her.
Oh, I see. It's not like they all give it a go and see whose
no.
it is at
no.
the end.
Now that
would be an interesting show.
When I first read it, I was like,
that's what I thought it was.
Wow.
No, no.
And they wait 9 months to see which one did it.
Like Love is Blind, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Baby Blind.
Yeah.
I'm reading a review of it. Uh-huh. Someone who's, you know, they send like 4 or 5 episodes out to
well, some people are not very pleased about it.
Here's a quote. You could take this show and bury it in the desert and people would still be able to locate it from the stench of its utter logic-defying stupidity. Watching Labor of Love is like pulling your brain out of your ear with a corkscrew and then booting it into a lake.
Yeah. Now that's fair.
Yeah. Very. Is there some other stuff like some of the format is awful? She eliminates potential fathers on an iPad app.
What?
What?
Yeah, they all live in a house where there's a terrible what's the word I'm looking for?
Infanticide.
There you go. Man cave called the fatherhood.
Oh no.
The tasks are terrible. Like you have to look after some children at a party. To get your sperm analyzed. Spray paint negative adjectives onto a car, then beat the car to death with a hammer. Like, what is happening? Who would watch this show?
Now, they have done something that we've done on this show before.
What's that?
They did televised sperm tests, like you said.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so they actually sperm. See, like, to see who has, like, the most kind of thing, because we did that. Yeah. Not us. We're ahead of the curve here.
Yeah. This show doesn't even feel like a television series. It feels like a document designed to be presented to God as an argument for the total eradication of the human race.
Yeah. You know what? Whoever reviewed this is great, because that's exactly how I felt when I saw the trailer for it.
It felt like an open invitation to the coronavirus.
Yes.
So this show, The Masked Singer, this is why all these things are happening. That's, well... Hey, I mean, if that's your thing, go ahead and watch it. I will totally judge you.
I love the quote. It's amazing. This I need to find out who this reviewer is and follow them regularly because that's great writing. I don't know why anyone, like, how less dignified as a human being could this woman be? Like, how lower could
she's
you
not
go?
Doing it for free, Chris.
Yeah.
I
imagine the first way I described the show may have been a little more degrading. Although, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, sure.
Some people like a party.
Some people do like a party. So if you want to watch this horrendous, it might be fun to watch this because it's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, some stuff's so bad it's entertaining.
Well, that's why I watched Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Because it was ridiculous. So maybe I'll give it a shot.
Ooh, good.
No pun intended.
Good ratings, though, guys.
Yeah.
3.6 out of 10.
Oh, that's great.
Is that how they do ratings? Out of 10 now?
Yeah, on IMDb.
Oh, I see. Good ranking, I see. Rankings. Or whatever, yeah. I thought you meant like television actual ratings.
Oh, no, ranking.
Like 3.6 out of 10 morons.
No.
Got actually able to watch this show. Check it out. The Fix and Bar Show on 106.1 Shay. Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Did you have a childhood hero, and has that changed since you've gotten less young?
Less young. I like that.
Well, Jamie's childhood hero, I believe, is still his hero.
Who?
Canadian astronaut Chris
Hadfield.
Dude, you have a poster of him.
A signed poster. Tell me to pursue my dreams. And I did.
How'd that go for you?
I did. I'm pursuing him. I'm living him right now in this room.
Yeah, I guess I had a childhood hero. I like Rick Vibe very much.
And then we actually became friends with Rick Vibe later in life.
And I mean, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
don't meet your heroes. That's all I can say. Don't meet them.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick's fine.
I like Rick. He's a good guy.
But when you sit back and wonder when you're having a couple beers with Rick Vine that this guy used to be your hero.
Yeah, when I was a child. I revered him. I went to a sports store, got him to sign a stick for me and everything. And then I worked with him. And then I played hockey with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, he's still a good guy.
Sure.
But
it's just he's just a guy.
I wouldn't put him on hero status anymore. I would tell him that. I'm not speaking out of class here.
No. He can take them.
Yeah.
Chris's were boys to men, I believe.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Still are.
Okay.
Do you hate when people say bae instead of babe?
I don't like when people say either.
Yeah. Bae, it depends how it's said. If it's like...
As a joke. Yeah, then it's fine.
Like when we leave a room, we'll say bae, but we don't really...
Yeah. You know,
I was just watching, because not much to watch on streaming services or television anymore, the episode of The Office where Michael and Jen call each other babe every 5 seconds.
And pretty obnoxious.
It's very annoying.
What's the difference between a snake and an orange? A snake doesn't have an armpit. Can you figure this out?
I said the joke wrong, Texter. It says the joke is, what's the difference between an orange? And then you say a snake has no armpits.
But none of it makes sense.
None of it makes
sense.
Yeah.
I get it. I got it. Another joke. Do you think Manning and Brady would have played better had they deflated their balls?
Oh, yeah.
We already said that.
Well, Brady would have.
Yes. Manning had nothing to do with that situation.
He's as clean cut as they come.
Do you guys think Tony the Tiger is sexy?
Old or new Tony?
The new Tony's pretty cut.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind having his physique.
Sure.
But I don't like, I wouldn't want to be orange.
No.
Tony the Tiger.
Would you wear a bandana around your neck?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good shape.
I do have a bandana that I wear on my head sometimes because I haven't had a haircut in a while, and it keeps the sweat out of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it on yesterday, and I realized that I look like Mr. Smee from Neverland.
Hook?
Yeah, from Hook. Yeah, because of my beard and the bandana. Yeah. I'm like, you look like a fat pirate.
Yeah. Like, if I was into walking, talking tigers and dudes, Tony would be.
He's set.
Yeah, he's all right. His blue nose is a little off-putting. I don't know why his nose is.
A blue nose?
Yeah, he's got a blue nose.
The guy's cold.
And the scarf. Like, that's the. And the lack of genitalia. Might be something you might want to ask about before you get too involved in that relationship. Like, where's your genitalia, dude?
Yeah,
like, that's true.
You have, like, a fur zipper you can just tuck it in?
Well, like all cats. Like, they don't just hang out, right?
Yeah.
And he's a cat, I guess.
I'm glad it's not flopping everywhere. I mean, he works around a lot of kids, right? With being a cereal mascot.
Yeah,
it is interesting, though. I don't know if I've ever seen a tiger's penis.
Well, let's see here.
Well, I'm sure it looks like most other cats.
Maybe.
I mean, is it special? Does it have stripes?
Oh, God.
Oh my goodness!
What is happening?
Hideous!
The thing that looks like a shrimp or a crab?
Yeah, it looks like some sort of mollusk.
No.
Yeah,
that's not actually.
When it's separated from the body that you guys are looking at,
there you go. It's pretty. You know what? I understand why they're so angry sometimes. That's a pretty weird, small looking penis on a tiger.
Well, I mean they. Do any cats have impressive genitalia or no?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then maybe it's okay in the cat world.
You see how it's hidden there, eh? Like he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, he is definitely not much of a grower.
More of a sprout.
Well, I mean, maybe that's why Tony's got none in his...
Yeah, maybe he's
all tucked away there.
Not so great, eh, Tony?
Well, that's why he's so jacked. He's trying to make up for his lack of...
Yeah. You should see the truck he drives.
Yeah. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Some riveting news. Canadians may soon get a clearer picture of how their federal government will work as the COVID-19 crisis lingers on.
What?
A number of proposals will be discussed in the House of Commons today, including how many times they're going to sit in person, how many times they're going to meet virtually. So exciting stuff in government coming up today.
Riveting.
I know.
Anybody else hate government?
Yeah.
But, like, understand the
Yeah, they're like referees,
necessary,
right? Necessary evil.
But can't understand how they don't look at most parts of their job and hate themselves.
I mean, those are the leaders. Those are the lawmakers. Obviously, there's
it's true.
It's tens like of thousands of people that work behind the scenes.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm talking about politicians. No, I'm not talking about just good old folk working in the government.
Like when you're playing hockey, the referee is a dick.
But
you need the referee. Because if you don't, then it's just a meaningless game of pickup, and things can get out of hand.
Yes.
But if you had a hockey game where the refs had to argue over each call.
Sometimes they do.
I don't, every single time.
Every time? Take forever.
Even when everyone
like a
knew.
Trip, whistle, they gather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Argue about it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Put on a show because they know everyone's watching and want to appeal to their base fans.
Yeah.
No, that's
so
true.
Oppose even when there's. Obviously, no need to oppose just to do it. No one would watch a hockey game.
No,
ever.
That'd be the worst
that'd
thing
be
I've
the
ever
worst
seen.
Thing you've ever seen in your life.
You know what I've learned today?
Mm.
There's people out there worse than referees.
Politicians?
Yeah.
You didn't know politicians were worse than referees?
I thought they were on par, but I guess they're not.
Yeah. I mean, not all, but.
It's always a good day to learn things, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Most,
for sure.
Like 99.9%.
Yeah, well, the job doesn't attract good people. I don't
Premier Doug Ford says testing protocols for COVID-19 have been expanded, so if you feel. Like you may have been exposed to the virus, you can get tested. Asymptomatic people can get tested. He said no one will be turned away from an assessment center. Appointments are not necessary. You can just go.
He's getting shredded for the verbiage. He's like, just pop on by or something like that. Pop on by a testing center. So all the people are like,
he's trying
please
to get people
don't
that-
just pop on by.
Yeah.
I understand. Oh, I get what he's trying to do.
He's no one's going.
But people are going.
No one who doesn't have symptoms is going.
No.
Oh, let me go discover that my life's going to be even more sucky for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
While I'm just walking around totally fine.
I feel fine.
Yeah. No one's going.
The rain seems to have ended, at least outside the radio station anyway. The sun is supposed to come out later on. High of 26, humid, like 31. Woo! And tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, maybe some showers, maybe a thunderstorm because it's going to be 31. And pretty much the same thing on Wednesday because it's going to get up to 33.
Damn, son.
Right now, it's 18. And that's the latest.
This is B-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shay.
In the next little bit, just call us some cool cats. Because we're giving away an air conditioner.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
From Ambassador Deary Air Conditioning.
Yeah. And also.
They installed a unit for me, eh?
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Look at you over there.
A nice heat pump.
Oh, so not even an air conditioner.
Yeah, it's a dual thing.
It's a dual thing?
Yeah.
Well, then why wouldn't they call it a dual thing?
Because this is what it is.
Why'd you say heat pump?
It's a ductless split, if you would like to know.
What does that mean?
It means it doesn't use any duct work, and it also heats and cools.
Oh.
There are air conditioners powered by ducts? I am blown away.
Yes.
I'm learning so much today.
Yes, Chris, there are.
Yeah. I had a little running with some ducks. It was a friendly running. They were super chill.
They wanted to hang out. On this earth, you haven't had a running
with them? I'm in the woods a lot. What do you want?
Creature.
I'm in the woods.
Yeah.
Better.
I haven't seen a moose.
I'd
love to have a running with a moose.
No, you wouldn't.
No, like a friendly run-in. A run-in doesn't mean confrontation. It just means like a hate.
See, I think a run-in means a little bit of confrontation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what a run-in means.
Then how do I say like I bumped into some ducks and it was totally cool and chill. We had a good time and went on our way. Like how do I describe
that? Came across.
That?
Just like that?
Yeah.
Saw some
ducks?
Yeah. Came across
some
ducks.
Yeah, but it was more than I just saw. Like there was some interaction. Like they were definitely, what's up with me.
Run-in's a confrontation.
A run-in's a little bit of a chest puffing.
Okay, well, I didn't have a run-in with some ducks, and I had
a
hey, how are you? No, that sounds sexual, right?
Like, yeah,
hey,
that's the old.
Yeah, the old hey, how
are you? Hey, how are you? Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
No, didn't
remember,
do that.
Remember, love your animals. Don't make love to your animals.
I'd kill them if I made love to them, so I didn't do that.
Okay,
you know, whatever. Just
they'd quack up.
Yeah, sure. Had a little rendezvous.
Rendezvous is the same sort of thing.
All right, well, damn it, whatever.
I think the word saw would be fine. I saw some ducks.
Okay.
Or if you're trying to be very colloquial,
right.
I seen some ducks
the
other day.
Yeah, I seen some ducks.
I seen some ducks. I did.
Okay.
What is topic?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Bam, 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 bam. Hey, good morning to you. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. We're going to play Guess What's in Who's Hand.
You call 613-750-1061, and you try and guess, what's in whose hand.
What are the three items today?
We have a hummus dish. We have a steel thermos, which I bring coffee in.
Steel thermos.
And we have a sneaker keychain.
A sneaker keychain.
Which is like a keychain that is a shoe.
Got some sweet Jordans on it.
Okay.
Jordan 3s.
So give us a call, 613-750-1061. One of us will be holding one of those objects in one of our hands.
Either left or right hand.
Okay.
This will get you in the secret sack.
Yeah.
Draw.
Draw.
Yeah. So again, sneaker keychain, hummus dish, or steel thermos.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Guess what's in whose hand?
Sorry, I didn't hear what they were.
It's a hummus dish, a steel thermos, or a sneaker keychain.
Steel thermos and Bar's left hand.
Thermos and Bar's left hand?
That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Of course it is.
Thank you.
Of course it is. Yes.
At least he understands. Smart he was our first caller. Yeah. Very smart.
Smart man. Hi, good morning. Guess what's in whose hand?
Chris Biggs has a sneaker keychain in his right hand.
Ooh. That is incorrect. Sorry.
In his right hand.
Yeah. No. You know what we do have here, fellas?
What?
Mod phones.
Mod phone! Hi, good morning. Guess what's in whose hand? Hello?
Thermos?
In whose hand?
I have no clue.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Cool.
Sure. Have a great day. Guess what's in whose hand?
The thermos in the big right hand.
Thermos in my right hand.
That is incorrect. Some of that is correct, but the total answer is incorrect.
Okay. Hey.
Hi, guess what's in whose hand? Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm guessing he has nothing in his hand.
Nope, no, that's not the game. The rules.
You know, if I could find you and put you a cannon and fire you into the side of the building, I'd probably do
it's just that. Just a radio contest. Just that's rather harsh, man. This is why you have run-ins with people.
Hi, good morning.
Every creature on the earth.
Good morning. Just a giraffe.
Biggs has hummus in his right hand.
Oh, Biggs got hummus in his right hand.
Nope, that is incorrect.
No,
sorry,
he does
man.
Not. I ain't got no hummus in my right hand. All right.
Okay, Biggs left-hand hummus.
Oh, Biggs left-hand hummus.
Correct.
There you
that
got
is
it.
Correct.
There you go.
What's your name?
Judy. You got to listen to the clues.
You're sure right, Judy.
You're smart, Judy.
Judy's a smart lady.
Yeah, well, I'm the one that texted saying you should give us some hints.
That would make it too easy. And
I know.
Less
or once you said the three items, then it was like easy.
Yeah. Oh, you thought we were just going to say what's in our hand and not give any hints whatsoever?
Why would I be in the
house? Yeah.
Jamie's the one who brings the... Anyways, thanks, Judy. Hold on, okay? Congrats. You're the draw for the secret sack and on the wall of champions.
I mean, Judy is right. Had we not given any items, and it could have been any item on the earth, that would have been much more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a harder task.
What is in whose hand?
Like,
yeah.
A Liberian flag. Like, that would be tough to guess.
That would be.
Like, we could probably do that all week.
Yeah.
And nobody would guess it.
Would be.
You never know.
What an idea.
Yeah.
What?
All week, guess what's in whose hand?
Random
World
items.
Edition.
Yeah, World Edition.
Earth Edition.
And we have a timer, so you get like 3 minutes, and if no one gets it, then the next day. Just keep guessing.
Yeah.
Wow,
that is ridiculous.
Let me know what week that's happening, and I'll take vacation. Because that's awful. What?
I don't know.
Is it?
It is.
And I'll put the guesses up online.
And what?
This could go on forever.
Anything in the world.
It's 3 minutes a morning. That's it. Yeah. Anything on this planet Earth.
It could be. I don't know. That could be gold.
Come on.
No.
We'll discuss it with our boss.
Yeah.
He'll like it because he's dumb.
See, again, this is why you have run-ins with
peers.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Are you guys happy?
Yeah, happy enough.
Like right this instant?
Yeah, all right.
I'm not unhappy.
I mean,
I'm not unhappy.
It'd be nice to be able to walk through society like normal, but...
Overrated.
Some of it. Some of it's quite handy.
Handy, yes.
When I need something and I drive to Canadian Tire and there's 800 people in line, that's not good times.
No, that's unhandy.
That's not good times.
Unhandy.
Yeah.
Are you guys eco-conscious? Well, I know I don't go out and litter. You know, like I recycle and stuff like that. I try to turn off lights when I'm not using it. I have a geothermal furnace.
Yeah.
I've got some rain barrels on order. Who knows where they are?
Yeah.
They're being delivered to my house.
I have a few things like 6 weeks in. Yeah. I'm like, am I ever getting it?
Six. Wow.
I guess it's five.
It's light.
Is it just gone?
Yeah, I'm fairly eco-conscious.
Yeah. I don't abuse the environment. I do what I can if it's reasonable. Is that fair?
Yep. Right.
Like most people. Like I am conscious of it.
But to have an economy and to do all this stuff, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to hurt the environment a little bit.
Our grandchildren's future.
No, not
but
so
I mean,
much.
They can deal with it. Like, whatever.
Yeah, you'll be dead.
Like,
what do you care?
Like our grandparents gave a rat's ass about it for us. So, I mean.
Hey, I know we're in COVID mode, but can we still clip our toenails? Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. You should do that.
Yeah. I mean, don't. Yeah, don't ask your friend to do it for you. That's anti-COVID rules. Unless you're within 6 feet.
If you live with your friend, then
fine. Sure. What? Have you had any weird dreams lately? No.
I don't remember. I forget it.
I remember I came in that day and I was like, I had a dream. I was really mad at Jamie. Yeah. And I don't remember what it was. I have no
Are you sure that was a dream?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than normal Jamie aggravation.
Yeah.
What apocalypse would you prefer? Zombies, alien invasion, or 4 more years of Trump? I don't think Trump will end the planet.
No.
He might end his country.
So if we go to like restaurants and stuff and not have 800 people in line at Canadian Tire or be eaten by zombies, then I think I'd be fine.
Well, what kind of zombies?
Yeah. Like slow moving.
Yeah, like Walking Dead zombies or like what's the Brad Pitt movie?
World War Z.
Yeah, World War Z zombies where they run super fast and it's terrifying.
I get you.
Yeah.
I was thinking more zombies like Tuesdays at Chopper's Drug Mart kind of thing.
Yeah. I'll handle that one.
Yeah.
I'll pick that one. What kind of cars did you stop asking us what kind of cars you drive?
Don't be creepy. What do you wish you were better at?
What I wish. Investing. From when I was younger.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tolerating people, I guess.
I wish I was...
Tolerating behavior.
Sure.
Like, I'm not a complete dolt when it comes to being, like, handy, but I wish I was more handy.
It's easier to become handy.
It is nowadays. Yeah, you just watch like YouTube whenever
they tell you how to do everything.
But, like, I went naturally. You know, some guys just...
Yeah.
Naturally, they get it. You're handy right from the time you're a kid. Yeah.
Or yet they had handy father who taught them to be handy. And I didn't have any of that.
Right.
I can get by. I just wish I was a little more handy.
You're right.
Wouldn't have to call anybody for anything.
Yeah. The older I get, the more I wish I knew about that stuff. And now it's just too late.
Now's a great time to learn.
There's too much back knowledge. I don't even have the basics. I mean, like I said, I'm standard handy. Like, I can do stuff around the house.
Of course.
I can wire a light. You know what I mean? But if you want me to do the electrical work
I don't do electrical work either. I call an electrician.
Yeah.
Because that's who you should call. A licensed electrician.
Yeah. Like, I can unclog a toilet, but I can't fix a leaky one. You know what I mean?
Sure you can.
I don't want to. It's low work. The problem with a lot of handy stuff is it's low work.
Yeah, but if you can lay down, you'd be all right.
But even then.
It's the bending over that's the
getting
tough
down
part.
And getting back up is so exhausting. Like,
man, that sucks.
If beds were at ground level, I'd never sleep. Because I'd be like, oh, it's so far away. Like I could just tip over into
How high is your bed?
Like my hip.
Okay.
Mid-thigh. It's huge. It's my first king-size bed I've ever had.
Yeah.
And it was just because we needed to buy a new bed, so I'm like, let's get a king. It's massive. I look at my son's queen-size bed now, I'm like, how did I ever sleep?
No, I know. Yeah.
On that tic-tac mattress. Like, that's the tiniest thing in the world. True.
Here's one piece of advice.
I can roll over eight times in my king and I hit the other side.
Even if you live alone, get a king size.
Oh my, it's the best.
Yeah. Next bed you buy a king size.
You know what the weird thing is though? I sleep in the exact same spot every night. No matter where I move, I'm going to sleep 2 feet this way instead of 2 feet.
But it's available to you. That's the point.
Yeah, it is.
Available. You don't eat at a restaurant every single time, but at least when it's available, you feel all right.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it sounded great in my head. It didn't sound great coming out of my mouth.
Okay. Here's Blue Oyster Cult on Shed. That's everything. That's our whole show.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds great in our heads.
But terrible coming out of our mouths.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Auto what? Our daily trivia contest. 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. Your first answer for each counts. You can pass and come back, though, if you want some more time to think on it. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. But you got to get them all in 30.
We have Wes on the phone.
Just do it!
Hey, Wes.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing this fine morning?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Your time will begin after I read the first question. In what state is more land farmed than any other state?
Texas.
What Canadian and Austin Powers actor turns 57 today?
Mike Myers.
What sport was the match featuring Tom Brady and Peyton Manning?
Football.
How many team playoffs did the NHLPA approve to the NHL to do?
24.
Glad you understood that. Who is the longest-serving captain of the Ottawa Senators?
Daniel Alfredson.
All right. You answered quickly with some time to spare.
Precisely.
Even though I read question number 4 in a very messed up fashion. Okay, let's review your answers.
Okay.
Who is the longest serving captain of the Ottawa Senators? You said Daniel Alfredson. You are right.
Oh, boy.
How many team playoff did the NHLPA approve the NHL to do?
Yeah.
What kind of a question?
I wrote it wrong, and I rewrote it like 6 times.
Right.
And it's still wrong.
He got it right.
He got it right anyway.
He said 24.
Was it should be how many teams did the NHL approve for the 2020 playoffs?
He got it right.
He got it right. It doesn't matter. He got it.
I'm just saying, maybe don't write the questions like an idiot.
What sport was the match featuring Tom Brady and Peyton Manning? You said football.
Yeah.
It was golf.
It was golf.
They teamed up with Tiger Woods and...
this past weekend.
It's, what's a man boobs guy?
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson.
What Canadian and Austin Powers actor turns 57 today? You said Mike Myers. You're right. And in what state is more land farmed than any other state? You said Texas, and you were indeed correct.
Oh, hey!
Woo. The stars at night
Jacob.
Are big and bright.
Tell me where.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
So you did good, but you got a little less than 5 correct.
hey.
Sorry, Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
Hey, it's all good. Stay safe, guys.
You Chase too, Dave. Man. Stay safe. Thanks for playing, buddy.
What a good guy.
Yeah, great guy.
I like Wes.
Yeah. Concise. That's what I like, Wes. Just like his name. Short, sweet, to the point. Unless you're trying to tell someone which direction to go to, then it might get confusing.
You know why he probably doesn't talk too much?
Why?
Because he always heard...
Shut up, Wesley!
Maybe.
That's the only time we could have ever used that clip.
And I didn't even think about it until right now.
Didn't even think about
it. But he was a good guy.
Yeah.
So,
you don't want to tell him to shut up. So, all right.
Well. Shut up, Wesley!
Do you think his full name is Wesley? Or
100%. Like, it could be Weston.
Weston?
Yeah, it could be.
Who names their child Weston?
I knew a kid named Weston.
Did you?
Yep.
Was he a jerk?
A little bit, eh? A little bit.
Yeah, you can't help it. It's like Hunter or like that's the way.
Still a piece of garbage.
Who, Weston?
I don't know.
Or me for making fun of some man for his name again.
Sure.
Yeah, well, you know.
Something he can't help.
I know.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
From time to time, usually when he hasn't seen us for a couple days, our boss will leave us a message.
Yeah.
Because he gets lonely.
You know, well, he's stuck
at
home
in isolation. Yeah. He doesn't have anybody to talk to.
A toddler.
Besides his family, his wife and kid, right? So he calls the Dougie line because we don't answer our phones.
Yeah, not always. I mean, depends, right? We're busy, too. We have families of our own and lives, and sometimes, you know, he's just not a priority to us. So,
Like, I was on a ladder yesterday, and I saw my phone ring, and this is Adam on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not getting off.
Oh, you have him under his name? I've changed his name to Dump Badger.
Mine still says Adam.
Anyways, so
He called us a couple times.
Okay.
We're going to play both here.
Both of these messages?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
With some ideas, I guess.
It's our boss, Adam.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Adam. Sorry, I'm still on my bike. But idea for you guys. As we look to involve the audience in the show and make them the star, people texting with barbecue ideas, segment called What's Cooking? What's Cooking With You? Where you ask them either what they're cooking for the weekend or maybe it could also mean like, what's up with you? So anyway, I thought it was a decent idea. Wanted to pass it along. Great show.
That was okay. Friday. He was riding his bike listening to us during a show.
And thinking we should have a cooking segment where we ask people.
It's not really a cooking segment. It's
what's cooking?
What's cooking?
So what are they cooking?
Yeah. Like, oh, steak.
It's like birthday Fridays. Same kind of idea.
I guess so. I mean,
we can try
basic
it.
Basic answer. Give us your basic answers because it's easy.
Maybe we'll try it this Friday then.
What's cooking?
What's cooking?
Yeah, what's cooking?
Like, what are you planning to cook this weekend?
We'll do it like through the whole show maybe.
Sure.
Can you hit me about the head with an axe hammer, a handle, before that happens?
Thank you for saying about the head.
Can you hit me about the head with an axe hammer so I don't have to hear, what's cooking? What you got in the grill this weekend? Jamie had a neighbor that asked him that every day. He wanted to kill him. Like, literally wanted to murder him.
Well, that seems aggressive, just for being friendly.
Hey, what's on the grill today?
Now, that part, wanting to kill him, was an exaggeration. Asking me every day, not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
What's on the grill today?
Did you grill every day?
What's cooking?
In the summer, you grill a lot.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
One time I had steaks. One time I said, some steak. And he went, oh, rich boy. I went, what? Like, they're like flank steaks.
But you said Adam left us another message?
Did. Okay. He did, yeah.
What's cooking?
This one's encouraging.
This one must have been when he called me yesterday.
Probably. Okay.
Right. Hey, guys, it's Adam. Just reading a new radio book this weekend, and I found a quote that
Stop
I think is really
second.
Worth.
Where do you find radio books?
I don't know.
Where
I've never
is
read
he talking
one.
About
online, I guess. It's the only place
radio
you can.
Book.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Adam. Just reading a new radio book this weekend, and I found a quote that I think is really worth sharing. Hold on. Check this out. Okay. Good shows prepare to be good. Great shows prepare to be great. So my challenge to you. Let's be great. Okay. Have a great show, and I'll chat with you soon. Thanks.
That is
some sage advice right there.
Let's try to be great.
Yeah. While he was leaving that message, or while we were playing, I did look up books about radio management. There are several. There's one called The Radio Station, Radio Spectrum.
Were any of them published before 1950?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Managing Radio from 2009.
All right, well,
Radio Resource.
So, my challenge to you, let's be great.
Creating powerful radio. I
don't. You know what makes me feel, like, better?
What?
Is we're not the only people who have a boss like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Radio programming tactics and strategy.
What percentage of the listening audience right now
as a let's circle
deal.
Back.
Yeah, let's boss. Circle back circle and back throw stuff that. At the wall, see what sticks kind of.
Probably about 60 to 70%.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Most.
A lot, lot of government jobs around here, so a lot of people that speak that way.
Maybe more. Maybe I'm just blue sky thinking, but that may be a little.
Yeah.
We should have a thought shower.
The radio broadcasting industry. There are a lot of books on
there
radio.
You go, see?
I have never read one of them.
No. The thing, it's hard with Adam, because I like him.
Oh, we definitely like him. He's just
like
being helpful.
But some of the stuff. Like, he was in corporate office too long.
Right.
Well,
he was surrounded by corporate people too long.
We should try the What's Cooking segment.
Yeah, we'll do it Friday.
I don't want to.
Wow.
Like, I know what I want doesn't matter. We do a whole bunch of things on this show that I hate.
It'll be an honest experiment.
Like,
see how it goes.
Like, on a daily basis,
you know,
we do things that I hate.
Maybe we could ask for calls on Friday and
stuff other people hate just gets shut down because they don't, you know, participate.
If we don't get mod phones, then we'll stop it, you know?
Stuff I hate. Let's just keep going.
I don't like doing the news.
Chris
I
just
do that.
Mad at everything. Don't worry about it. Who cares what
it's
he hates?
It's just him. Just being
so,
him.
Yeah, he just hates everything.
Do you want to do the news?
What? No.
He almost just tripped over his own shoes.
I almost
fell
in my own chair there. My own chair leg. It's all right, though. Let's do What's Cooking because
the boss will be happy.
The dump badger wants to do it.
Yeah, that's
who
not
cares if our ratings suck and we all get fired in 2 years because dump badger wants to do
you know
the
what, Chris? That may happen
constantly.
Anyway.
I know it might, but at least I'd like it to be our choice, not some guy who's just going to take a golden parachute off into the sunset.
We have an instant answer question time coming up.
He sinks another radio station he's running.
You can text us 762-555.
What?
You know, this is why you have run-ins with people.
Yeah.
Because I'm
you're
honest.
Running
sorry,
with our boss
right,
right
I won't be honest. Thanks, Dump Badger. What's Cooking's a great idea.
Yeah. The Biggs and Bar Show.
Little pre-question.
Sure.
What state gets more mad phones? Texas or Oklahoma? You can't play mad phones right now because we don't have mad phones. Which is
probably the Oklahoma one.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
That's just because it's more established,
right?
Yeah.
And that's all.
We just started talking about Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah.
Did you just call Bing Crosby daddy?
I got into it. What do you want me to say?
All right.
Somebody did, right? At some point.
Yeah.
Was he a father?
Yes, he was. Yes, he did.
Yeah? Are their names as funny as Bing?
I don't know any of the names of his children.
I forget.
Like Bang and Boom?
Yeah.
Like,
Boom Crosby.
Boom Crosby. Hey.
I think one of them is Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee Crosby?
Yeah.
That sucks. What a missed opportunity to have a sound effect family. Yeah.
That's Boing true. Crosby.
Yeah, boing. Da-dung.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah. Ding. So many.
Dang.
Quang. Yeah.
Flap.
Flap.
Flap Crosby. Yeah. These are all great names.
Yeah.
None of them were taken advantage of.
No.
Text us your questions.
762-555.
Check it out. The Big and Bar Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Far.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Can you guys have a clip for mad phones and a clip for bad phones?
What does that mean?
Well, we do. We have we have mad phones. We play this. This right here.
This one. Oh, Lord.
That's for mad phones. And then for bad phones, we have this one right here.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't f***ing call us.
So we got it. We got it covered. We got it covered. Why won't you say what car you drive? Because it's none of your business, first of all.
Also, for creepy stalkers.
And second of all, what does it matter? None of us have fancy cars.
No.
None of us. They're all pretty basic cars. We're Canadian radio people. We're not making Joe Rogan or Howard Stern money. All right. We pay our mortgages and maybe have enough to get a steak.
No vegetables, just steak.
Just steak. What kind of camping gear should I pack?
Don't. Just stay home.
Yeah. It's not, bugs right now. You can go, Kate. Oh. Do it all you want, but this is like the worst time to camp, probably, if you don't want to be
Eating alive
out there. If you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be? Jeans and a tee. That's what I live in.
Some form of shorts.
Yeah.
I have this
large oversized t-shirt.
Black. Right?
Yeah, everything black.
Yeah.
All black, even the shorts?
Yeah, everything black.
Yeah. Why are there so many stupid people? It's scary. Well, we've talked about it for a while because stupid people have more children.
Mm-hmm.
Like 6, 7, 8 kids. Like those are the.
Right.
It's genetics, is what you're saying.
Is who wants that many children?
No.
Like you're insane. Let alone it's terrible for the planet. And so then you have 7 stupid people as opposed to like a 2 or 3 person child family who's generally. So we're just being outbred. That's why.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's numbers. It's a numbers game. We're losing the numbers game. What's your go-to action camera to use?
I don't have one.
No.
My phone? My phone, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone wants to know if your shorts are booty shorts, Jason.
No. I would like a loose-fitting cargo short to wear with my Crocs.
Borderline workplace annoyance and harassment. Keep on handling it with jokes and humor.
Oh, that's about our boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't harass us.
Nah, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's like our Michael Scott from The Office.
Yes, that's exactly what he is. Yeah.
Well-intentioned, says some odd things sometimes, but people still like him.
Sure.
You know?
My new neighbor didn't have internet, so I gave him my Wi-Fi password. Yeah. He has a ride on lawnmower, and when he mows the lawn, he doesn't do my small yard. Whoa. Should I change my Wi-Fi password?
Absolutely.
Is that petty? No, change it.
Change the Wi-Fi password. Yeah, for sure. And then rename your Wi-Fi to something like, you should have mowed my lawn too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, the internet's down.
What's an acceptable amount of time to commute to work?
I would say under an hour, you know.
Yeah. Depends what the commute, if it's like a 45 minutes to an hour of straight driving without traffic.
Yeah, then you're fine.
That's great. You get a little time to check into yourself. You don't do your own thing. Maybe listen to a
fantastic
world famous radio show or something. You know what I mean? And you know, have some time. If you're an hour in bumper, like in traffic, that's awful. So it's more about the quality of the drive than the time of the drive.
Sure,
I'd say. But I mean, we're dumb. If you had one wish, what would it be?
Jesus.
Can I say infinite wishes?
No, yeah. No, that's always part of the rules. You can't wish for more wishes.
That's part of the rules. Just make it the wish rule.
Say it.
That's the genie rule.
One wish. So one wish, it can't be infinity wishes or more
wishes. Can't be wishes for more wishes, and you can't wish death upon anyone.
Well, that wouldn't be. I wouldn't waste a wish with death on somebody else.
No.
That's dumb. I wish the ability to get anyone to do anything I want. Like anything I want, sorry. You know what I mean? Because then you get everything.
I guess so.
You will forget my mortgage payments. Done.
Yeah, I guess you can.
You know what I mean? You're going to give me this car. Done. You know?
That's
you're going
good.
To bed.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am soon.
Yeah. See, it works. It just works on Jason.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah. That's every day I do it. You will build a chicken coop.
Yeah. And he did.
Yeah, I know. It's a glorious one. Have you seen
it? It is pretty very impressive.
It's not finished yet. Yeah, I mean.
Getting there.
You got mad skills.
Thanks.
Mad skills.
I got to put the hot tub in, though.
For the chickens?
Oh, yeah.
They like hot tubs?
No, I'm kidding. They like dust baths.
Dust baths?
Yep.
How does that work? How do you make yourself cleaner with more dirt?
Gets the mites off.
Ah, mites. They get in there?
Yeah.
You know what mites love? Crevices.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. They love them crevices. Crevasses?
Different.
Why does it sound wrong when I say it?
Well, maybe because it's 9 o'clock.
Okay. You guys want to go?
Yes, please. All right.
That's it for another edition of You Have Yourself a Great Day.
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.